بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد على صلاته في سوقه وبيته 20 درجة، إلى آخر الحديث. They said in the chapter of intention that by intention how a person's rewards are increased tremendously, and if a person does not make intention, how he loses out. And together with that intention, sincerity that it must be done only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the previous hadith we had read that two people who are fighting one another, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were also surprised that the killer, we can understand the murderer, he goes to Jahannam. But why is the one who was killed, who looks like the oppressed person, who is the person who died, and he also goes to Jahannam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said both of them had the intention of killing one another. Though the one got killed, but his intention was also to kill the other one. So according to intention, he also goes to Jahannam. So intention is very important, no matter how great work we do. But if the intention is not correct, it is all destroyed and there is no goodness, but there is great harm in it. So it is very important to work upon our intentions and become conscious of it. Like we all came for namaz now. We all made wudu, everything we did, we prepared, we came. But if we did not make the correct intention, we have lost out tremendously. And if we made the correct intention and we could not come for namaz also, we have gained tremendously. So intention is very, very important. Here Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates further that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the namaz of a person in jama'at, that is, when we may go to masjid and we make our namaz with jamaat, تَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ فِي سُوقِهِ وَبَيْتِهِ, that sawab is much more greater than the namaz that he makes in his business place. That is, like many of us, we just make namaz where our business is, or at home we make our namaz. We don't go to the masjid to make our namaz with jamaat. That namaz which we go to the masjid and we make, it is increased 20 darajatan, 20 and some odd. Some riwayats, a specific number comes of 25 and others of 27. Going to the masjid and making the namaz, that a person gets 27 times more greater reward. وَذَٰلِكَ, and this is, the reward is so great, and it is explained, أَنَّ أَحَدُهُمْ إِذَا تَوَذَّعَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُذُوءُ, that one of them who goes to the masjid, he makes wudu, and he makes a good wudu. That is also a very important aspect. Where unfortunately, it is coming to be seen quite common that that wudu also is just a splash dashing thing. Not wudu is not made properly as it is required. In fact, even istinja is just regarded as just throwing some water. And some places, water is also left out. There are cases reported where a person just makes not even tissue paper, no istinja, then what is the rest of the namaz? So even the wudu, it must be made ahsane wudu, a good wudu. Thumma atal masjid, and then he comes to the masjid, and the relevant part of this chapter, la yuridu illa salah. His intention is nothing but only to make namaz. He comes to the masjid solely to make namaz. And for that he gets this great reward of 25 or 27 times more greater. La yanhazuhu illa salah. It is made more clear that nothing motivates him, nothing makes him to come, but only salat. It is not that he is going to the masjid, somebody told him, I'll meet you in the masjid and I'm owing you for so long, so much money, I'll pay you there. Now he's going to collect that money actually, or any other reason, but he's going solely to make the namaz. And greater reward he gets, لَمْ يَخْطُ خُطْوَةً إِلَّا رُفِعَ لَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةٌ. He does not pick up his leg to take a step, but his stage is higher, is made elevated, is made more greater and higher in Jannah. In other words, for every step that he takes, in here there is encouragement also that we should come walking to the masjid. If we have to come by vehicle and we cannot help it for whatever reason, but by coming walking, the rewards are much more greater. Also we learn from here that a person makes his wudu at home. That is the ideal thing. Wudu as far as possible should not be made in the masjid. Initially there were no wuzu khanas also in the masjid. Wuzu khanas were only introduced in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, and that also just for musafirs. The people who are travelers, the people who are local people should make their wudu at home, and a person gets much more reward. In fact, if there is wastage in our wudu, which is almost in all of us, our wudu, there is lot of wastage. When we make wudu from the tap, how much of water is running all the time? We should make from a utensil, a mud, that is the ideal thing. But anyway, if a person makes at home and he wastes water like that in his wudu, we are making miswak and the tap is running, that guna is much less than if he comes and he makes wudu in the masjid and he wastes water. The guna of wasting masjid water, which is made like waqaf, the people have donated it, and he wastes that water, that guna is much more greater. So we should try and make our wudu at least at home, even if we are coming by our vehicles. Only in an emergency should we try make wudu in the masjid wudu khana. And the same way with toilet also. We should use our own home toilet. Here we come and we flush, and how much flush the cistern and how much of water is running down, it is all public funds. We should use all that at home, only in an emergency, then we can use the masjid toilet, etc. وَحُطَّ عَنْهُ بِهَا خَطِيئَةٌ. And for every step that he takes, one sin of his is also forgiven. His stage is elevated and a sin is forgiven. حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Until finally he enters the masjid already clean by making wudu, as we read in other ahadith, all the sins fall away from that person. And we should make niyat also, that not only the minor sins but major, and make tawbah istighfar also. Wudu itself is a very great ibadat. If we make it properly, a person by wudu alone will gain great stages by Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدِ كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ هِيَ تَحْبِسُهُ. And when he enters the masjid, now he's counted in namaz. As long as namaz is keeping him back in the masjid. In other words, a person came early, half an hour early, and he's sitting making tilawat, or even just sitting. And in fact, if he makes the du'as at the masjid when he enters, which are all sunnah, his rewards are much more greater. But when he enters, and as long as in the masjid, and he's waiting for masjid, for namaz, he's getting rewards all the time of namaz, as though he is in namaz. He's getting those rewards all the time. For example, there was a bayan going to take place before namaz, so he came early, but he came for namaz. For that bayan, these rewards are different again. It has come, if a person goes to the masjid in order to listen to a bayan, any talk of deen, then he gets one hajj sawab. So that is again separate. And as long as he's listening or he's reading his Quran Sharif, reading his tasbihat, he's getting sawab as though he is in namaz all the time. والملائكة يصلون على أحدكم ما دام في مجلسه الذي صلى فيه. And the malaika, the angels whose du'as are mustajab 100%, they are continuously making du'a for that person as long as he's sitting in his place where he made his namaz. So we made our namaz, we are listening to the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as we are sitting here now, the malaika are making du'a for us. So this is also one thing that a person should keep it in mind, that we, before namaz he's sitting, he has come early, after namaz he sits for a little while, which is very, very good also. All the time the malaika are making dua for him. What duas are they making? Yaqulun, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma tub ali. They are making dua, the malaika. At this moment our yaqeen should be there, that the malaika are making dua for us, that oh Allah, have mercy upon him, oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, grant him tawbah and let him be free of all sins. The malaika are making dua. So every time we make namaz, at least for a little while, read our Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, the other ayats that we are to read, which also again on their own have separately great, great reward. And at the same time, we are retaining the du'as of the malaika. Ma'alim yu'zi fi, as long as he does not cause inconvenience to any other person. For example, we agreed with somebody, I'll meet you after namaz. So you came with somebody with a lift, and now you're keeping that person up, you are causing him inconvenience. He must not cause any inconvenience to any person. Ma'alim yuhdith fi, as long as his wuzu does not break. Till that time the malaika are making dua. Sit for 1 hour and you are getting the du'as of the malaika. Come just by sitting in the masjid. Come 1 hour earlier and you are collecting the du'as of the malaika. You are counted amongst those people who are in namaz. And the reward of being in namaz, and it's not easy to be in namaz with that concentration all the time. But just by coming to the masjid, you get all that reward. So there are great, great returns for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to know the hadith, the sunnah, and to practice upon it and make our real provision for the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.